Good morning. Good morning. We are excited. We are excited to have another day. Another day to get things right. Another day filled with grace and mercy. The name of this clip is called Coming Out of the Fog, and I believe that God wants us to come out of the fog. He wants us to come out of that darkness. We're at the dark places we've been in. So I think this is quite appropriate, coming out of the fog. Let's all get out of the fog this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We just bless the Lord. We just bless the Lord because we made it through a 4th of July. And some might have not had the best of days, but the point is we're still here. No matter what your situation was on yesterday, you can't give up. You can't run from it. You just have to understand what God is doing in this hour. This is Pastor Cassandra Valentine Davis, pastor and founder of Kingdom Builders Anointed Ministries here in the state of South Carolina. I, again, thank you all for listening. If this is your first time, I hope that you will come back. And if you have listened before, I hope that you truly will share and invite others to listen, because it's only what I do for Christ that will last. Amen. So this is all for God's purpose. Amen. Glory to God. This morning we have a topic that came about because of a dream. I'm still trying to explore the dream, but I know it had to be for a reason. Long story short, I was dreaming that I was going on a journey or going with somebody who had it was a good thing that was going to happen to them. They were being elevated. They were being, I don't know, maybe on a show or something, and I was going with them, and the journey seemed like we couldn't make it, but then it happened again. This time we were on a train. Now, I haven't been on a train since I was maybe 10 years old, but anyway, we were on a train headed somewhere, and although we had some doubts and although I lost my focus for a moment, and by the time I caught up with the person, the great thing that they were doing was already over. I didn't get the information. So that dream had me wondering and had me pondering, well, how many things do we really miss when we are on a journey? And this whole life of ours is a journey. How much do we really miss when we give up, when we get distracted? Those things that happen to us that seem to take us into another dimension, and we don't understand. We're just walking around aimlessly in life and no purpose, no direction. How many times does that really happen? When God set us on a path, many times we get off that path to pursue things that is not of Him. So I knew that the Lord had directed that because that dream was right before I woke up, so it's fresh in my mind. So this is what I got from what He gave me on that. Don't give up on your journey. Better days are coming. And in my head, the song was playing, Better Days Are Coming by Leandria Johnson. So I'm like, okay, I believe that, Lord. I received that. But I put it together, and I realized He wanted to talk about journeys and better days. So the journey that I selected was about Naomi and Ruth. Many know the story of it, but for those, like I said, this broadcast is definitely for those of all walks in their Christian life, or even if you're not a believer just yet. So it is coming from the book of Ruth, Old Testament, the first chapter. Therefore, you can go back, please go back and read, especially if you're not familiar with it. But for the sake of time, we see that in the first chapter of Ruth, Naomi lost her husband and her sons. Her sons were married to Ruth and Orpah. And So there she was with a big loss. She knew that she needed to go back home because things had improved. See, sometimes we need to go back to our original place. Things improve. God may not send you back to stay, but he's going to certainly send you because maybe you got a word. Maybe you can bless somebody in a place where you used to be, but you didn't come there to stay. You just came back to bless somebody. But anyway, we see that Naomi and Ruth returned to Bethlehem. Verse 6 says, when Naomi heard in Moab that the Lord had come to the aid of the people by providing food for them, she and her daughters-in-law prepared to return home from there. With her two daughters-in-law, she left the place where she had been living and set out on the road that would take them back to the land of Judah. Then Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, go back, each of you, to your mother's home. May the Lord show you kindness as you have shown kindness to your dead husbands and to me. May the Lord grant that each of you will find rest in the home of another husband. Then she kissed them goodbye, and they wept aloud and said to her, we will go back with you to your people. Well, down the road, Oprah did not go with her. Oprah turned back. We don't know the reason why, but she turned back. But Ruth said, no, where you go, I will follow. Your place will be my place. Your God will be my God. I'm just going to go. I'm going to follow. You can't get rid of me. I don't care what you do. I am going with you. That's paraphrasing. We can just imagine, no, I am going. You can't, no, please don't send me back. So, see, sometimes we have destinations that we don't even know that we're going to take. Sometimes we have situations in our life where we may have to actually physically move. When we get that urge, when we get that unction that God is calling us to a better place, you can't give up. It may not be easy. It may be a long distance physically or spiritually, you may be traveling in your spirit. You may be wondering, what's my next move? Where should I go to church? Where should I plant my membership? Where should I plant my ministry? You begin to wonder all these things, and it gets rough sometimes. It's not always an easy journey. We know that there will be obstacles, there will be pitfalls. If you're running a race, there might be hurdles that you have to jump. If you're a race car driver, you have to make that pit stop to get your tires right and your engine checked and all like that. Those are pit stops. Those are obstacles. But you can't give up on your journey. Why? Because better days are coming. Better days are certainly coming. We see that that the journey was supposed to be a 7 to 10 day journey from the plains of Moab to the town of Bethlehem, but it was a hard journey. They were two widows just walking along on that path, and of course there was no street lights, there was no GPS, there was no cops or anyone to help them, no rest stops, no restaurants, nothing. They could have been robbed or killed, raped, or what have you. But then they had to cross the Jordan River and a 2,000-foot slope they had to climb. But they were determined. You follow me? They were determined. Imagine us trying to go somewhere with all the help that we have now. If someone sees us walking, if it's a good Samaritan, they may stop. But back then, no, it wasn't any stopping. It wasn't any automobiles. They had to continue on this journey. They didn't want to give up. They knew that better days were coming. They didn't know how, because Naomi felt that her name even needed to be changed to Mara, because she felt like she was not the same. Mara means bitter. She felt like she was bitter. She lost so much. She lost so much, husband and sons. So you see, when we lose things, we mumble and groan and complain, but can we really go through what Naomi was going through and keep going and take somebody with us? See, it's one thing, like in my dream, the person was taking me with them, or I was taking them with me. However it was, the point being, we have to reach back and pull somebody along with us. We cannot take this journey by ourselves many times. But sometimes if we're about to enter into a season of prosperity, we get into our selfish ways and we say, this is for me and only me, and I'm going to take this. I'm going to prosper in this. I'm going to receive the financial blessing. I'm going to receive the spiritual blessing. I may even receive the blessing of a spouse or a family or whatever it may be. And then we don't reach back. When we have made it, we need to reach back and pull somebody else. And even when we're in the process of being able to make it, we still need to reach back and pull somebody up. Well, Naomi didn't necessarily want the daughters-in-law to go, but one went, and she reaped the benefit of it. If you know the story, you know where I'm going with that. I don't have time to expound on that part. I may actually do a second part today or Tuesday on what really happened when they reached the land that they were going to, when they reached their destination, when they traveled through and they made it somehow. It didn't give details of what all happened each and every day, but can you only imagine? You know, can you even imagine what they went through? So today, remember, what we're going through is just a snippet of what they might have had to face. And when we even mention how Moses had to lead the people to get to the promised land, but yet they were hard-headed. Yet they wanted to go back to something that they felt was familiar. See, sometimes when we feel that something is familiar, we want to go back. Ruth and Naomi could have turned back, but they know Moab was not a good place for them to be. Naomi knew that she wanted to go and serve her God. See, she knew that if I want to serve my God, I got to go back to the place that he has made better. We need to understand that where we are right now may not be the place that God puts us. On our jobs, in our home location, our communities, even if there's a marriage that is struggling, especially if there's abuse or adultery, that may not be your promised land. Your promised land, your destination may be that you have to get out of that familiar place and go to an unfamiliar place. You cannot stay if you're being abused or tortured in any kind of way. I don't know why I'm going this way, but I know right now this is particularly for the women. If you are being abused or tortured in any kind of way, you must leave that land. You must leave that land. You cannot stay. God will give you direction. If you don't know God for yourself, ask somebody to help you, because you cannot stay there. So I'm going to read the last verse. I know I've got to do a second part to this now. Because of their faithfulness, because of them going through, because of Ruth sticking by Naomi, great things happened for her. They had to go through the death of their father and the death of the husband, the death of the husbands and the father-in-law. They had to go through this. The key word, go through it. But somehow it worked for their good, because the Bible says the law would have caused things to work for your good according to his purpose. All things, specifically it says. So today, if you got a journey that you don't understand, your destination, you're really not feeling like you should be at that destination, understand there's a reason. God is about to work it out for your good. I don't know whether you're in search of a Boaz. I don't know whether you're in search of a new way of life, but understand, Ruth, first chapter, Boaz replied, I've been told all about what you have done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband, how you left your father and mother and your homeland and came to live with the people you did not know before. And he prays that the Lord repay her for all that she has done. There's somebody out there about to repay you for the good that you have done, but you can't give up on your journey. Better days are coming. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we seal this message today and know that our better days are coming if we don't faint, if we don't give up, if we travel the journey that you have placed us on. Glory to God. We bless the Lord for you. CDs are available of all these messages. This is Pastor Cassandra Valentine Davis of Kingdom Builders Anointed Ministry. God bless you, and Jesus is Lord.